Are you ready to step beyond your sexual walls? We're here to talk about anything you want. This is the Sisters of Sexuality show, featuring Taylor Sparks, Parrish Michelle Blair, Jet Setting Jasmine, Marla Renee Stewart, and Tiffany Janae. We have so much to talk about today, so let's just get things started. Here are your hosts, Taylor, Parrish, Jasmine, Marla, and Tiffany.
Good evening, and welcome to the Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play. I am your host for the evening, Jet Setting Jasmine. And this is the episode that I call Tell Me Your Secrets. And with me, which I just sprung on her, that every episode of mine, I have to have our guest share a secret, is our Sister of Sexuality, Marla Renee Stewart.
Thank you, Jasmine. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Are you recovering from that little shocker there?
Yeah. I was like, a secret?
You might have to dig in the crates for that one, but it is an absolute requirement for each episode because, one, I'm nosy, and two, over the years, I've learned that people actually do want to share things about them that no one has asked or can think to ask. So I always give an opportunity for folks to, you know, let something out in the open.
Yeah. Wow. That's a huge one.
Do you want to hang on to it until a little later?
Let me think about it. About it for a moment.
Okay. For All right. Sounds good. Well, tonight we are going to be having a live talk with our listeners and of course, those of you who may be listening tomorrow, the next day, or sharing it with your friends so that they can listen too. Our talk tonight is going to be about trauma, drama, and kink. So, are you ready, Marla?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So we are rolling around in familiar territory for both Marla and I. And before we do kind of, I know that, you know, you've obviously are a sister of sexuality. You have your episodes on here. But for those that may be just listening in for the first time or those that maybe selfishly only listen to my episodes, which I strongly encourage you to listen to all of the sisters and their perspective on Five Shades of Play. I would like it, Marla, if you could just tell our listeners a little bit about the work that you do and kind of, you know, why you're rolling around in this topic with me tonight.
Yeah. So, you know, as my job as a sex educator and a sexologist, as well as a sex coach, I just actually, it's so funny. I mean, I'm glad we're talking about trauma, drama, and kink because, I had some like trauma, drama, and kink happen over the past weekend when I was in Detroit. But I taught a kink demo workshop, which was really, really fun and exciting. But for me and my work, it always, you know, there's always some element of trauma. And, you know, and I know we're probably going to talk about this a little later, like trauma doesn't have to be sort of the, you know, full-fledged what people think of something being like super traumatic. But people have their own kind of traumas, right? So, and then that also that spurs the drama, right? Like when you're trying to communicate with people and you all are on different pages, like the communication breakdown is like the dramatic part, right? And so when we're dealing with kink, you know, kink can be, you know, fun, but it also is healing. It also, you know, there's so many different elements to kink. And so, I'm very, very familiar. This is very familiar territory for me.
Great. So that is obviously the reason why I asked Marla to join me on this call tonight. And we also want you to join in. So you can be a part of the conversation tonight by dialing in at 1-866-613-1360. 866-613-1612. Again, that's 866-613-1612. So at any point in time, if you have a question or, you know, you want to share your experience with trauma, drama, or kink, we certainly invite you into tonight's discussion.
So I have a secret.
Okay. What is it?
So I was just thinking about it, and one of my secrets, is, you know, the fact that I almost slept with one of my professors, and I wish I had, because it is like the biggest regret that
really
I have in my life. Yeah. Like I wish I would have done it, you know? So yeah, that's a secret of mine.
Okay, that's pretty juicy. I guess it's, well, for those of you who are following Marla and the Sisters of Sexuality, you know that Marla has a pretty big day coming up. So she is getting married very soon. So there is no looking back on that.
Yeah, there is no looking back on that for sure. Moving forward.
Yeah, that's pretty juicy. And that is also a pretty big kink fetish, you know, to have that kind of that dynamic with the teacher and the student.
Yeah, yeah, totally. One day maybe might return back to it, but I doubt it. That's all right.
That's a pretty good secret. Well, you might have some more detail and explaining to do later this evening for those that are listening in and maybe have gone to school with you.
Exactly.
All right. Cool. Well, let's kind of set the stage. We in the next couple of minutes, we'll kind of set the stage for when we're referring to trauma. Just like Marla said, it can be really what's traumatic to one person may be, you know, water rolling off the back for another. So when we're using the word and you're listening, you know, frame this around what's comfortable for you, what maybe you've experienced as trauma or what you may think is or have learned is a traumatic event for your partner. Just know that that can be defined very much by the person. And it's, you know, where someone has had a powerful event that was upsetting and can intrude on one's daily life. So, you know, I like to talk about it as even a potentially traumatic event. So it may have caused a threat to one's psychological or physical well-being. And I'll even go as far as to say the event may just be distressing or make you feel really, really uncomfortable. And, you know, again, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, traumatic in the sense that, you know, the house burned down or a terrible sexual assault, or, you know, it can really be, again, what you feel is altering to your psychological or physical well-being. So are we in agreement with that, Marla?
For sure. Definitely.
Okay, cool. And then before we get even further into the nitty gritty, I just, you know, we're just laying the land for the discussion tonight. I want to make sure that we have this disclaimer out there that kink play shouldn't be used as one sole source of therapy. You know, some things that are traumatic really do need kind of wraparound services, and that's kind of the way that I like to describe it. When I say wraparound, you know, emotional support, family support or friend support, the support that you may get from a professional therapist, which I am definitely pro-therapy as a therapist, and also the, you know, the kink play, which we'll be talking more specifically about, can definitely be a supplement to that. So we just don't want people to kind of just be like, oh, I had a traumatic experience, I'm going to go to a dungeon and get healed. Like,
right.
You know, there's healing in the dungeon. But I certainly don't want anyone to leave tonight's show feeling like that is the end all be all. The other thing, too, is that kink play is not, it's not for everyone. You know, you may be listening to this thinking that would just be a huge trigger for me. That wouldn't work for me. And that's okay. That nothing is wrong with you. And for those of you who you know, trauma care does come from kink play, there's nothing wrong with you. So, you know, we are just offering another alternative, another option that people can look at as a way to incorporate kink into their lives to serve as part of their healing, kind of like their healing repertoire. And then finally, not everyone is skilled at kink play from the space of being, you know, from the space of healing. So just because someone can flog and choke and, you know, loves your fetishes and respects them and will work with them, that doesn't necessarily mean that they are able to assist you with healing. So any other disclaimers, Marla, or anything you want to add to that?
No, I think all those are really good. Thinking about like how, yeah, not everybody is sort of a professional, or that, you know, we all cope in different ways, and that like kink is just like one of these, you know, little, you know, coping mechanisms that, you know, we use sort of in every, not well, some of us use in everyday life, but, you know, that just some of us use, like you said, for healing journeys. But no, I liked everything that you said. That I'm ready definitely to get this show on the road and talk about sort of kink and healing, and definitely. And I can talk about like my experience too, like thinking about the drama and kink aspect and what that means. You know,
sounds good. So before we get into it, I know we have some awesome information coming up at the break. I just want to remind everyone, you are listening to the Sisters of Sexuality, specifically Jasmine and Marla Renee Stewart. We're here on Five Shades of Play. I just got to say that this show, we are so excited, is sponsored by LifestyleCruising.com. You'll definitely have to check them out, but stay tuned. We have lots more information coming about, again, trauma, drama, and kink. And Marla and I are going to not just dig into our professional experiences, but we'll be sharing a little bit about some of our personal play and how that has been cathartic in lots of different ways. So
I'm definitely looking forward to you listening to your stories, because I know you probably have some really good ones, especially thinking around, like, you know, your fetish training. I imagine it can be pretty I don't know.
Robust. It gets there. It does. And a lot of my own personal experiences is what led me into this work. So I'm so excited to get into that. And I'm hoping that our listeners will be able to identify or just be open to exploring these areas. So again, if you're listening and you would like to join in the conversation or have questions for Marla and I, we are at
866-613-1612. Craving more from your sexy lifestyle? Search our businesses, services, blogs, articles, and videos, and keep in touch with us by subscribing to our newsletter, all on thesexylifestyle.com.
When the lights are off, that's no reason not to light things up. Lube Light lets you pop its cap for instant illumination, so your lube gets applied to all the sweet spots and never the awkward ones. No more slippery midsection, unless you're into that. You can keep it turned on while you're getting down with your partner. Our ambient lighting is soft enough to never blind while you're doing the grind. No matter what lube gets you vibing, it's compatible with Lube Light. Easier to turn on than your last partner, guaranteed. Get yours today at lubelights.com. Also available on Amazon and SheVibe.
Organic lovin', for the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious, playful, maybe sensual, adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you, for the bodies you love to love. Visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin'. That's LOVEN.com. You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back. This is Jet Setting Jasmine with Marla Renee Stewart. We are your two sisters of sexuality on Five Shades of Play discussing trauma, drama, and kink tonight. So as promised, we're going to give you a little bit of our personal experiences with trauma, drama, and kink. So Marla, I'll go first. Since you told that secret, I guess it's my
turn. Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. So this is not a huge secret that I have a long history, and I feel like one day is too long of a domestic violence history. So I was in a very rough relationship when I was just kind of getting out there on my own in terms of dating and being in a, like, quote unquote, real relationship, where there was a lot of physical violence, a lot of emotional violence, and never thought that I would be in that situation, which most people don't. And coming out of it, I certainly was like, I will never be in anything like that again. So if, any of my partners even showed me kind of a rough side to them, like loud tones or any kind of what I wouldn't even say red flags, pink flags, I was, definitely out. So fast forward about maybe 8 to 10 years ago, I was dating someone, and he was definitely an aggressive lover. And he asked me, after we had our first sexual encounter, which it was rough, but it didn't make me uncomfortable. But he asked me, if I were to slap you while having sex, would that be okay? And I remember like such a surge of emotions coming up, like being super, super triggered by that question, because I didn't know how to feel. I didn't know how to make that separation between kinky, rough sex and disrespectful pain and hurt. And it was, my relationship with this guy, wasn't abusive at all. We were just kind of like seeing each other and getting it on every once in a while. And we had a nice relationship. And it was clear to me that he wanted to have, rougher, kinkier sex. But I was having all kinds of confusion going on in my mind around this. And so I said, yes, I think I could try that, but if I don't like it, then I want you to stop. And he was like, that's fine, not a problem. And so this was probably like my first true experience with consent and kink. And my first real experience with kind of putting that trust again in someone to, if I say stop, that they would. And also seeing physical contact in that way, a smack, as not being kind of like the smacks that I had experienced in a domestic violence situation. So lots and lots of emotion. And so we got into it, we're having great sex. And certainly in the back of my mind, I was like, okay, when is he going to do it? When is he going to do it? Am I ready for it? Am I going to run out and cry? Got really good and into it. And here comes the smack. And he said, you're my little bitch. Pop.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Man, I had such a flood of emotions of, and they range from like sad, excited, turned on, afraid. I mean, everything that smack like lit up the past 5 years that I was in that negative relationship. But it also like woke something up in me. And, you know, so I had like this stunned face, and we kind of like, you know, it was the height of our sex. And so then we started to kind of come down from that point. And we talked about it after. He asked, you know, he said, how did you feel? And so then that was even very different, you know, where he was asking me, how did what I did to you make you feel? And so I remember just, you know, being like, I liked it, and I didn't at the same time. I liked that you asked me, and I had a chance to participate, you know, say that I wanted to do this. And the bitch part caught me by surprise. That probably shocked me more than the smack. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, I knew that was coming from like a dirty, like, you know, you dirty little bitch, that type of thing, you know? And it was definitely a mind fuck for me, but it also created like this space where I was able to say, like, I can engage in aggressive sex that is a turn on, that I consent to. I can actually have discussions like a real adult about, you know, how sex is going to be. And if I don't want this to happen again, it doesn't have to. And this is actually healthy. And I told him, I was like, you know, the slap, you know, it was kind of like, it was a good sting, and it was definitely like, it was a turn on. The bitch part I didn't like so much. And he was just like, okay, well, we don't ever have to do that part again. So for me, that was in one setting, it was my trauma, drama, and kink all balled up into this one sexual encounter, which has allowed me to be much more freeing in a lot of sexual acts that maybe some may feel are, you know, demeaning, or it may be looked at as like way too aggressive, or, you know, again, that BDSM type of approach, where I can kind of now see the sexiness in it, where before it was just a trigger. So that's my wow. Personal trauma, drama, kink.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Thank you for sharing, because like I'm just thinking about like all those different emotions that came up for you. Mm-hmm. And just thinking about like, you're like, wait a minute, you didn't say you were going to say bitch. Like, you didn't prepare me for that. Right. You know, that thing, I didn't consent to that part. Right. So, like having all those feelings that come about. So I guess my question for you, like, you know, do you feel like he healed you, or do you feel like it was a healing experience? Like, what do you...
I think it was a healing experience. I think it was a freeing experience. It was kind of one of those things where it forced me to contend with making the distinction between, like, you know, spitting. Look at me, I'm thinking about my next kink. Spanking and hitting, and that aggression impact play that comes in sex, and actually seeing it for the sexy part of things versus anytime a person strikes you, it's bad, you know. Mm-hmm. And because of my history with striking in a relationship, I was not open to that. I felt like if a man even, you know, thought that he could put his hands on a woman in any way, that it had to be from a place of abuse. And you know, here I am, fast forward many years, where impact play is like one of my favorite things to engage in. Mm. And, you know, here I am teaching people how to properly, you know, we have coming this weekend, we're doing, spank me, slap me, choke me.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I definitely see the eroticism in it. But it did feel very, the healing part for me was actually being asked, can I do this? And me being able to give consent over my body, which kind of blends itself in with not just the domestic violence, but, the other sexual trauma from the past. And then the drama part is like really like after talking about all of those feelings and being able to properly place them. So, yeah. But yeah. I would not give that dude credit for healing me.
I only give credit where credit's due, and yes, that is not one of them.
How about you? What's a personal experience for you in this area?
Yeah. So what I'm thinking about when I was thinking about this is I had a situation where I had a friend of mine who actually just recently passed away. Actually on some real like intimate partner violence type shit where her partner actually came to her place and shot her. She's been one of my good friends. Her name is Sadie. Her name was Sadie. Goddess Sadie Hawkins.
Yes.
We were, oh my gosh. So, you know, we were in Atlanta and, you know, we become friends and we had, we were gone to a dungeon. I think I actually had performed at a dungeon or somebody had asked me to perform because I was doing burlesque at the time. And, you know, we negotiated a scene if she was just like, you know, and this is not to say she was still kind of like not in her sort of beginner phase, but it was like she was still learning some lessons too, right, around kink. And so we had negotiated this scene, spanking scene where, you know, I was just going to be spanked. And, you know, and she had a bunch of different toys and, you know, she's spanking me and. At this time, you know, we didn't have a safe word. And so she was just spanking me. And then I was just at a point of like, oh no, this needs to be done.
Marla, I really want us to get really into the full story. We're going to take a quick break. I'm so sorry to cut you off right there, but I want to make sure that we spend the good time. So, okay, we're going to come back from break and you're going to hear more about Marla's personal experience with trauma, drama, and kink. Thanks for listening in.
Discover, explore, and celebrate your sexy right here on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Mystery Vibe is where the best of humanity and technology combust into your pleasure. Personalized, the world's first body-adapting vibrator. Crescendo adapts, bends, wraps, and vibrates in your every curve and crevice. Use solo, duo, trio, or more. And with an app control that commands your pleasure across 12 presets. Oh, and you can even make your own vibration. Crescendo is adored by all, from feminists to Forbes. Go to MysteryVibe.com now for your pleasure. Personalized.
Organic Lovin'. For the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious? Playful? Maybe sensual? Adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you, for the bodies you love to love. Visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin'. That's LOVEN.com. You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. 613-1612 or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back. Okay, so we're going to jump right back into Marla's story. You're at the dungeon. You don't have a safety word. You're there with Sadie Hawkins. Bring us right back in. Marla, are you there?
Yep, sorry about that.
Okay, I'm like,
I started speaking and I actually have my microphone on mute.
Okay.
So I'm with Goddess Sadie. We're in the dungeon. She starts spanking me. We don't have a safe word, you know, I'm trusting. I have a big enough voice that I was like, you know, whenever I feel I'm done, you know. And so she's spanking me and it's feeling really nice. Everything's feeling really good. She's got different, you know, kinds of paddles, toys, whatever. And then she starts hitting harder and harder. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm like, okay. And so she was pushing me a little bit, you know. Okay. She's like, just a little bit, you know, just a little bit more. And I was just kind of like, you know, like in my head, like, you know, it was coming to like if we were thinking about like red, yellow, green, you know, it was coming to a yellow point,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Like, and I was like, okay, you know, and then I'm like, all right, it needs to, you know, when I teach spanking, you know, I think about the rubbing it out a little bit, you know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? When mm-hmm. you're spanking really hard, rub it out.
Right.
And I wasn't getting any rubs, so I was just like stinging. And it came to a point where I was just like, I am done. And she was just like, no, you're not.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, yes, I am. You know, like, I am done. Like, no, like, you know, I was feeling really angry about it.
Okay.
And she was like, you can take a little bit more, take a little bit more. Because, you know, she was a huge pain slut. Like, she is a sadist, like, for real, for real. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she will push people, you know, like, I encourage, you know, people to be pushed a little bit, you know, get a little uncomfortable.
Right.
You know, we all evolve that way. But she was just, you know, you can do a little bit more. You can do a little bit more. And I was just like, no. No, I can't.
Good. You stick up for yourself.
Yeah. And so it was like a few more times. I was like, I'm done. I just had to get up. I was like, I'm getting up off of this damn A bench. I'm done. And and I laugh about it now because I can. But like at the time, you know, it was really traumatic because I was like, oh my God, like if I get spanked by other people, will they not listen to me and what I say? And you know, not having that safety protocol in place was really detrimental to our negotiation, right? Like our practice. So, you know, when we were negotiating that scene, so you know, we laughed about it later, you know, we always, you know, before she died, we always laughed about it. It was just like, I was like, you traumatized me, you know, and she was like, oh, you know, I was learning and this and that. And, you know, and we could laugh about it, you know, years and years later. But yeah, like just thinking about the traumatization of it all was really kind of like, you know, similar to you, like you have all these emotions that flood your head, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is my voice not strong enough or big enough? Mm-hmm. Did you not hear what I said? Am I not being listened to? Am I like, you know, are you disrespecting me and my body and my voice? Like, you know, all of those things were flooding up for me. And
so how did you get back to a spank space? Because I've spanked you since then with like very little hesitation from you. So how did you get back to being able to revisit that activity?
You know, I have to let it go. I had to just put my trust into people. Like for the most part, I'm a very trusting person.
Okay.
And spanking is something like, for me, I've tied it back to like my childhood, where like, you know, when I was younger, I didn't get spanked very often, right? And so for me, it was like, oh, you know, being spanked is sort of like a really titillating experience. I really enjoy just the impact. I love, you know, I love receiving pain. And so like just the impact of it all, the sound of it really is a turn on for me. And so for me, I know it's a genuine desire, right, that I have. So that's why I know it's a genuine desire, and I don't want one experience to sort of taint my, what I know is enjoyable, right? That could be enjoyable. So yeah.
Wow, that's awesome that you were able to kind of be able to return and utilize your experience with and just really your base for being able to trust people again. And, you know, I think for both of us, being able to be open to, you know, for you getting into a spank space again, for me allowing someone to do something that I at one point had thought was like the ultimate disrespect, which in context, right, it was, but out in another context, it is actually quite sexy. And being able to trust again. And I definitely find that to be a huge challenge for those that I work with in a space of trauma, is being able to trust, right? So I would like to talk a little bit about how both of us, like our practices with helping people use kink to reestablish trust and to heal from traumatic experiences. So I'm gonna share a little bit about how it works and how it works kind of in my practice. And then we can go into in a little bit about the same thing for you and maybe give some examples of our clients in these spaces. Does that sound good for you?
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. Awesome. So in a trauma, for those that have experienced trauma, again, everybody's a little bit different, but for a good portion of those of us that have experienced trauma, we can have some of these symptoms. So trust issues, as mentioned, some of us may have a disconnect with our bodies, depending especially on what type of trauma it is, isolation, feelings of high anxiety, fear, depression, very intrusive thoughts, and feelings of powerlessness. So those are just some.
Can you like explain a little bit more about like intrusive thoughts? Like what is that?
Yeah. So let me give you an example of from the where I was telling you about having sex with that one guy, but thinking about the abuse of an you know, and having a hard time differentiating between like being in the moment, like no, I am not, this is not the person that hurt me. This is not abusive. I can enjoy. And so that might be an intrusive thought. Or watching, let's just say watching a spanking scene happen. So it's not even happening to you, and an intrusive thought of being abused as a child comes up. You know, or seeing maybe like a adult film that has kind of like an incestuous fetish going on and being triggered and reminded of, you know, maybe a true incestuous situation. So that's more of a trigger. But those intrusive thoughts are like traumatic thoughts that come in during a time where you are not welcoming it. You are not sitting down to think about that trauma and you can't seem to escape that thought. Okay. And so, you know, we talked like the powerlessness, like you said, do I have a voice? Does anybody hear me? Will a person hear me if I say stop, if I use my word, you know? And then for me, just, and I'm kind of relating these symptoms back to the example so people can kind of get the feel and the texture for this, but fear, me saying like, I'm scared if I let this person hit me, will he stop? You know? So we're going to talk a little bit more about how we can take take a scene. So we, you know, kind of a kink scene, that's kind of the word that we use. So a session, and use some of the empowering aspects of a session to help alleviate some of the symptoms that I just mentioned. So I hope our listeners are getting some of this meat that we are serving. And we're going to be back from a short break, and we'll walk you through a scene, a professional scene with your Sisters of Sexuality, Jet Setting Jasmine and Marla Renee Stewart.
Sexy is back. And we've got it going on all the time here on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Maximize your orgasms and just let go. The Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket guarantees to keep your sheets dry, no matter how wet it gets. From massage oils to lubes and beyond, we've got your bed covered. So just throw it down and get it on, and get lost in your very own Throes of Passion. Then toss it aside and bask in the afterglow of great sex in warm, dry sheets. The all-new Naked Fleece provides a soft and sexy playscape, while the Stay Dry Barrier protects your bed, your couch, and even your carpet. It's machine washable, large enough to cover a king-size bed, and light enough to travel discreetly. To get your own Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket, visit thesexylifestyle.com and order yours today. That's thesexylifestyle.com. Great sex starts now.
When the lights are off, that's no reason not to light things up. Lube Light lets you pop its cap for instant illumination, so your lube gets applied to all the sweet spots and never the awkward ones. No more slippery midsection, unless you're into that. You can keep it turned on while you're getting down with your partner. Our ambient lighting is soft enough to never blind while you're doing the grind. No matter what lube gets you vibing, it's compatible with Lube Light. Easier to turn on than your last partner, guaranteed. Get yours today at lubelights.com. Also available on Amazon and SheVibe.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back. I am your host, Jet Setting Jasmine, and with my co-host for the evening, Marla Renee Stewart, and we're talking about some of the symptoms of trauma, everything from trust, depression, paralysis, to intrusive thoughts, and we want to share with you a little bit about what happens in a scene. And so the scene is kind of the term that's used in kink sessions, and we're going to share with you a little bit about how setting up a scene in this way can potentially lead to, if nothing else, a good experience. And then with a little bit of work and coaching from professionals like people like Marla and myself, King Noir, and others in the BDSM professional world, can actually lead to some positive outcomes. So some healing of some of the symptoms that we talked about just before the break. So safety is always number one. Ways that we establish safety are our safety words. And Marla shared with us what can happen when you don't have a safety word, or when you don't respect a safety word, you can introduce more trauma. A negotiation of the terms. So an example of that would be, you know, so we're going to be doing a spanking. What tools are we going to be using? You know, you might be sitting down or laying on a bench thinking that someone's going to spank you with their hand, and then they come out with a cane. That can really, really, really freak someone out and do nothing for the issue of trust. We're going to talk about, you know, in this scene, we're going to start with this. We're going to move to that, and we're going to end here if we get to that end. Right. It can be super, super nerve-wracking if the person that you're working with doesn't know what's coming up. So it's super, super important that we are letting the person that we're working with know what to expect. This helps them start to develop some control in the situation. We always encourage doing a mind-body exploration. So seeing what the baseline is, if, you know, a person is bent over a bench and you're going to be doing a spanking or you're going to be doing a choking scene, which we're going to be talking about, you want to see what that person's breathing is like. Are they super, super anxious? Are they shaking? All of those things are going to help us decide, you know, how far we may be able to go with their play. Is the play that we're doing, is it helping them calm down? Are they getting into that space, or are they just hyperventilating even more? It's so important that we're paying attention to the cues that our partner is giving us.
Yeah, and I feel like sometimes the anxiety, you'll see the anxiety in people, right? Sometimes the shaking or just the nervousness or unable to focus, that can be some sure signs of like something is slightly amiss.
Okay. I totally agree with that. And, you know, when dealing with somebody who's had a traumatic experience, you know, you can expect that some of the things that you may be working with, especially if you're doing this very intentional, the thoughts are going to be there, those intrusive thoughts, or just the general thought of I'm doing something that's not so much in my comfort zone, or I'm trying something new. So you're right, the anxiety is going to be there, and we can acknowledge it. Like, that's the other thing. It's like, it doesn't have to be an elephant in the room. You can talk about it and say, okay, I know you're feeling anxious. You know, you let me know if at any point in time the anxiety is too much and we need to take a step back. That's perfectly okay. We want to make sure that trust is established and that it is maintained. So I just got to keep going back to what you shared, Marla. When you said stop the first time, like, stop. Right.
Yeah.
Because you know? Even if, like, she swung too hard and hit too hard, if she stopped the first time you asked her to, even if your butt was so sore and you were mad about it, you would at least still trust her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trust that she's going to do what you asked her to do.
Yep, exactly.
And by doing these things, you know, by doing exactly what we agreed to do and listening to the voice of your partner, that's going to give your partner power back. And usually in a traumatic situation, it's traumatic because you feel like a loss of control. You know, something happened that you didn't have any control over. And what we want to do is give that control back to the person in a kink space. So I'm going to give an example, and hopefully this will kind of like take everything that we talked about and put it into context. So I had a client that was assaulted, had a sexual assault, and during the sexual assault, perpetrator, the predator, the asshole, or whatever you want to call that person, also choked her.
Mm.
And it had been years. This happened when she was a young, like a tween. And, you know, she had kind of moved along with life without healing this part of her life. She, you know, had been able to be in relationships and you know, live a productive life, but she was never able to feel relaxed whenever her new partner, or the other person wasn't her partner, but whenever her partner put his hands anywhere near her neck. And that went for like kisses around her neck. It went for like, you know, soft touch. Anytime her partner approached her neck, she was instantly triggered. And that anxious feeling would come back. So you can kind of imagine, like, having sex, how many times your partner goes near your neck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Intentionally or unintentionally. So obviously just having like regular old vanilla, not even kinky sex, that how triggering that must be. So she came for some help about that, and we kind of like got down into like where was this anxiety coming from, where we learned, you know, got was able to learn about the assault and the choking and so we started to use a choker, a little choke collar. And that was, we were adding just a little bit of kink with her first putting on the choker and just having something around her neck. Well, you know, and how did that feel for her? And her having control, she put it on and what it symbolized and what she was working through. And then we started to graduate over time. This is not all in one session, to having her partner do things like place his hand right on her chest, close, but not choking. Right. Mm-hmm. And then they're establishing trust. So where she would say like, okay, your hand right there, it's starting to make me nervous. Take it down. And then the next session, your hand right there, it feels comfortable. I trust you. You can move it up a little further. Then kisses, give me 10 kisses on my neck. And as long as her partner didn't do 11 and didn't do 9, did exactly she was good. So, you know, we were able to really make some really, really strong headway into her alleviating the symptoms of her traumatic experience and able to relax more in a sexual space where her neck was, you know, the target, so to speak. So, yeah, that is kind of one of my favorite examples to use how we use kink. I think so, too. And they're thriving as a couple, so I'm really happy. So any final thoughts that you want to share? I know I was going to ask you so much, but time like gets away from us on these shows.
No, I really love the choking example. And also to also be the person coming from the other side too, like as the choker who might be traumatized because you did something wrong, right?
Yeah.
Also working with those people can be beneficial just by doing, you know, practice. So everything this is really great. I'm glad we got to have this conversation and really sort of talk through the kinky fun stuff, because I mean we talk about all sorts of kink, but we really haven't talked about sort of the trauma that comes with that sometimes. So I'm happy about our workshop on Saturday, though.
Me too. So we will be down in Miami or online. You can join us from wherever you are. Check us at spankslapchoke.eventbrite.com. You can always check us out on social media. Just go follow the Sisters of Sexuality, and that'll lead you to both Marla and I. So just remember, you have amazing kink coaches, sexperts, sexologists that are here to help you through all your kinky stuff, whether that is traumatic experiences or just spicing things up, right? Like everything doesn't have to be crazy and tough. Some of it could just be fun, and we're here for that too. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. Again, I am your host, Jessenine Jasmine, and I'm joined by my sister of sexuality, Marla Renee Stewart, on the Five Shades of Play brought to you by The Sexy Lifestyle.
Hey, sexy people. If you're ready to start your sexual evolution, we've got some amazing prizes to give away. Some of the great prizes include Womanizer, the most advanced pleasure product for stronger, longer, and more intense orgasms. SDC.com is giving away a lifetime membership to the sexiest online community of open-minded people. Touch from experience, warm. It warms your personal lube, then automatically dispenses it with a wave of your hand. And we can't forget Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket. Keep your bed dry no matter how wet it gets. For your chance to win one of these amazing prizes, simply send us an email at info@thesexylifestyle.com with the word contest in the subject line. Your name will be entered into the weekly drawing, and remember to visit our website regularly for a list of the winners and more information about all the amazing prizes and sponsors. Go to thesexylifestyle.com contest page and enter as often as you like.
Thank you for tuning into Sisters of Sexuality. Please join Taylor Sparks, Parrish Michelle Blair, Jet Setting Jasmine, Marla Renee Stewart, and Tiffany Janae again next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network or on demand 24/7.
When the lights are off, that's no reason not to light things up. Lube Light lets you pop its cap for instant illumination so your lube gets applied to all the sweet spots and never the awkward ones. No more slippery midsection, unless you're into that. You can keep it turned on while you're getting down with your partner. Our ambient lighting is soft enough to never blind while you're doing the grind. No matter what lube gets you vibing, it's compatible with Lube Light. Easier to turn on than your last partner, guaranteed. Get yours today at lubelights.com. Also available on Amazon and SheVibe.
Mystery Vibe is where the best of humanity and technology combust into your pleasure. Personalized, the world's first body-adapting vibrator. Crescendo adapts, bends, wraps, and vibrates in your every curve and crevice. Use solo, duo, trio, or more. And with an app control that commands your pleasure across 12 presets. Oh, and you can even make your own vibration. Crescendo is adored by all, from feminists to Forbes. Go to MysteryVibe.com now for your pleasure. Personalized. Maximize your orgasms and just let go. The Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket guarantees to keep your sheets dry, no matter how wet it gets. From massage oils to lubes and beyond, we've got your bed covered. So just throw it down and get it on and get lost in your very own Throes of Passion. Then toss it aside and bask in the afterglow of great sex in warm, dry sheets. The all-new Naked Fleece provides a soft and sexy playscape, while the Stay Dry Barrier protects your bed, your couch, and even your carpet. It's machine washable, large enough to cover a king-size bed, and light enough to travel discreetly. To get your own Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket, visit thesexylifestyle.com and order yours today. That's thesexylifestyle.com. Great sex starts now.